Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Let's jump right into today's topic. We got a fool. We got a foolish man. A man who made a poor choice. I'm going to let Uncle Charlemagne tell you all about it. Very disturbing, very wrong. And to me, as wrong as it is, it's funny. It's funny to me. Let's chime in and see what we have here.
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 17th goes to a Florida man named Joseph Davis. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. Now, if you know Joseph Davis, or Joseph, you are somewhere and you can hear my voice, just know that police have a warrant out for your arrest. I'm sure you know this already, and I hate to make you hot, but it is what it is, okay? Your life, our entertainment. Now, who out there is a re-gifter? Raise your hand. I am. I get so many things that I'm appreciative of. People send me stuff all the time, clothes, sneakers, you know, liquor, games, all types of stuff. And I'm the type, I'm appreciative of it all. So, you know, I thank you, but I don't need a lot. So I usually end up just giving away a lot of this stuff. For anyone who has ever sent me anything, don't take that personal. It makes my day to be able to make someone else's day with a gift you gave me. So please continue to send me things to re-gift. Now, that's how I re-gift. But in Florida, they clearly re-gift different. See, in Florida, what someone re-gifts doesn't even have to be a gift they personally received. It just has to be a gift they acquired. Oh, trust me, many a child's life in Florida has been made better by stolen goods at Christmas. And I'm not here to knock your hustle. But oftentimes, it's not how you steal, it's what you steal. Okay, all stealing is not created equal. And 48-year-old Joseph Davis proved that. Now, follow me here. Okay, it gets a little complicated, just a tad bit. See, the reason Joseph Davis is getting donkey of the day today is because he stole an engagement ring and wedding bands from his girlfriend in Orange City and used them to propose to his other girlfriend in Orlando. What the Florida is going on here? Did you hear what I said? I said Joseph Davis, 48 years old, is getting the biggest hee-haw because he stole an engagement ring and wedding bands from his girlfriend in Orange City and used them to propose to his other girlfriend in Orlando. Let me give you details. See, police started investigating Joseph when a woman from Orange City, Florida, told detectives she had discovered her boyfriend was actually engaged to someone else. When she looked up the fiancé's Facebook page, she noticed a photo of her wearing a wedding band and engagement ring that was identical to her own. I've seen that before, okay? It was her in wedding band and engagement ring from a previous marriage. When the Orange City woman checked her jewelry box, she found her rings were missing, as were several other pieces of jewelry, including a diamond ring that belonged to her grandmother. The total value of the stolen property, $6,270. The look on the fiancé's face when she finds out how Joseph acquired this jewelry, priceless. Oh, you know Orange City reached out to Orlando. Girlfriend reached out to fiance, or should I say Joe's ex-girlfriend and ex-fiance. Oh, yeah, they both unfollowed him in real life, as they should after this debacle. She reached out, and according to sheriff reports, the now ex-fiance bought back some of the items, not all. Now, let's take a break right here for a second. What did you like that much that you couldn't give all of her property back, just some? The ex-fiancé from Orlando is claiming she was duped, so I guess she needed to keep a little something for her pain and suffering. But it's not yours. Only in Florida can someone have access to your stolen goods and tell you they're going to give you some back. Now, this story also proves that being an F-boy is a choice. You have to make constant, intentional choices in order to maintain the level of F-boyism Joe has achieved. Now, keep in mind, he's 48. You know, so there's no such thing as growing out of F-boyism, okay? He goes by different names like Joe Brown and Marcus Brown. If you're telling women different names, absolutely F-boy behavior. Joe once took the fiancé, listen to this, Joe once took the fiancé to a house that actually belonged to his girlfriend from Orange City while the girlfriend was at work, and Joe claimed the house was his. He then asked the fiancé to move in with him, but then disappeared. Now, this is where I get confused, because the story says by that time, the fiancé discovered her laptop and jewelry were missing. So I don't know if he stole from the fiance too? I don't know. I just know Joe's an F-boy. And my issue is this. If you don't plan to be with any of these women, why are you stealing jewelry from one to propose to the other if you don't plan on being with them? You stole her grandmother's diamond ring to give to another woman and you don't plan on being with any of them? And you're giving them other names? What's the point? Now, the story gets better. Neither the ex-girlfriend or ex-fiance knew Joe's real name. But they put their brains together, those two Florida brains, and remembered he had a relative in North Carolina. So detectives were able to track down the relative who identified Joe Davis. I'm going to be honest with you. Joe Davis, kind of a legend. Give him a half a bomb. Just a half a bomb. Half. Stop. Okay? He's kind of a legend. First ballot F-boy Hall of Famer. And you have to let a legend be a legend, even if the legend is an F-boy. Joe Davis not only has an active warrant for stealing jewelry from his girlfriend and using it to propose to his other girlfriend, but Joe also has an active arrest warrant for a hit-and-run crash with injuries in Oregon. Oh, my God. And previously, he's been arrested for possession of a fake ID, filing a false police report, domestic assault, and possession of cocaine. Okay, I take back my legendary status. He's not a legend. He's just an F-boy. Okay? He had possession of cocaine with intent to sell. And according to the sheriff's office, the jail where Davis previously was booked noted he had a tattoo on his left arm that said, "Only God can judge me." The devil and that tattoo is a damn liar. Because, as I sip my Starbucks, because only God can judge you is not true. We are all judging you right now. Are you judging him, Envy?
Yes.
Angela Yee, are you judging him?
Yes.
Dramos, are you judging him?
Yes.
Yes. So that's a lie when you say only God can judge you. See, even when people say only God can judge you, I say to them, well, God created man and woman in his image according to his likeness. And we are that image and likeness of God. Therefore, we too shall judge. And we too shall be the jury. And the jury hath declared Joe Davis of Florida guilty of being a grade A certified F-boy. Please give Joseph Davis of Volusia County the biggest hee-haw. I guess there's nothing left to do other than play a game of guess what race it is! All right, Joseph Davis, 48 years old, of Florida, stole a wedding band and engagement ring from one girlfriend to propose to another girlfriend and had a tattoo on his arm that said, "Only God can judge me." Angela Yee, guess what race he is!
I don't like to be stereotypical, but it definitely sounds like something a black man would do. Sorry.
Explain.
Damn. Why?
Damn. Explain. Why?
Well, the tattoo. I feel like a lot of people I know have that tattoo.
The Bible is the Bible.
That particular tattoo, I think, is a favorite.
No, that's a line from the Bible. That's actually black with white paper. So it's bipartisan. I don't even know that.
We're talking about we're talking about tattoos here. Okay. You know, everybody doesn't get Bible verses tattooed on them, specific ones. And it feels like I know people who have done things like this, personally.
Okay. DJ Envy, Joseph Davis of Volusia County, Florida, stole a wedding band and engagement ring from one girlfriend to propose to another girlfriend, has a tattoo on his arm that says, "Only God can judge me." DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
So, just because he has a tattoo means he's black?
I mean, no, not as that particular tattoo from Tupac.
All right.
I think a lot of people after Tupac got only God can
that's
judge
the Bible.
Me tattooed.
All right, well, I say black too.
It's a Tupac verse, FYI.
I say black. Damn. I'm in agreement with you.
It's a Tupac verse, but it's in the Bible. So you think he's black too?
Yeah.
Y'all have absolutely, positively no faith in your people. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Joseph Davis is absolutely a Negro.
See, I know.
Okay.
I tried to say maybe, you know, somebody else had that tattoo, but
you still
know,
ain't got no favor in your people, even though you're right.
I'm right, though. We right.
And I didn't even know that was a Bible verse. I thought it was a Tupac song.
Only God can judge me? I don't know. It might be in the Bible.
I just didn't know.
I know Tupac.
So you don't even know if that's in the Bible?
I know Tupac better than I know the Bible. I thought it was in the Bible, though. Hold on.
I think the Bible said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," or something like that. But I don't think it says, "Only God can judge me."
Tupac.
All right, well, it's not only God can judge me then.
Well, I just Googled, what does the Bible... No, I Googled only God can... Bible, and it says, as to the phrase, "Only God can judge me," there's a particular verse that confirms that assertion. And yes, it is Matthew 7:1-29, that judge not that you not be judged.
Okay, exactly. So it's not only God can judge me. It's just
Oh, no, it's actually grace. James 4. It's actually in the Bible a couple of times. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
They're black. I don't know. He's black, guys. All right. Thank you.
Only one law given.
All right. Buddy. You're stealing from your girlfriend to give to your other girlfriend. Some people gonna say it's wrong. Some people gonna think it's funny. I personally think this man was dumb. You didn't think this woman was going to recognize that her jewelry, her wedding ring from another marriage, not the marriage that you were in with her, a previous marriage before you, you didn't think she was going to notice that was gone. Now, see, you might have got away with that one, but you took her grandma ring. Boy, you know you don't play with something that's passed down from generation to generation in a black family. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. You might be beefing for 100 years. Who knows? You don't do that. Now, I don't even know what your real name is because, you know, you gave so many. Who are you? Who are you? You're lying about your name. You're lying about your name. Okay, cool. People do that all the time. I'm not knocking you for that. But, bruh, you out here making dumb decisions. You making dumb decisions all for nothing. All for nothing. I'm sick of you people making us look crazy like this. Now, you shady. You shysty. You know what I mean? I'm not judging you for it. That's your life, bruh. But what I will say is this. You don't take from a black person what their grandmother gave them or what their great-grandmother gave them. Boy, you in for trouble. You in for some trouble. And you definitely don't take from a woman what was passed down through a black family to a woman. You might have got away with that wedding ring, but she might have said, hey, man, I am not with this guy. I don't care about him. But when she went to look for that ring her grandma gave her, boy, that's where you messed up. Now, you 48 years old. These are things that I would say a teenager or a young man just becoming into a manhood would do. You 48, bruh. You couldn't have went to Walmart and got that girl a $60 ring. Huh? You couldn't have done that. You would have been better off doing that. I'll tell you that now. Now you're going to jail. Now they got you for the hit and run. You know, that you did in, what was it? Wherever it was. You know. I really don't know. I don't know. You're dumb. You're stupid. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. I really don't know. I will say this. We have to do better at the things we do to other people. Stealing from your girlfriend is just ridiculous. It's retarded. It's dumb. You're taking from yourself. And then, brother, you had the nerve to be living with this woman, and you brought this woman from another place to y'all crib. Like I said, these are things that a young man, teenager, or a young man going into manhood would do. I did it. Not that. Not all of it. I mean, I've done this, you know, deception and creeping around and bringing you over this and that to the, you know, when I was younger, much, much, much younger, early 20s or teenage years, I would never, ever think about doing that at the age I am now. And you have me beat a decade and some change. You know, you got me beat. What was your thought process? I want to talk to you and ask you, what was your thought process in this whole situation? And then you let the girlfriends know your people, and you knew you were doing wrong, you were stealing, you was lying, you was cheating. You can't let them know who your people are, man. Oh, you thought because they were in Carolina or wherever it was they are, that they wouldn't remember, they wouldn't find them. And then you got caught on Facebook, man. You posting this ring on this other woman's hand that belonged to your other woman on the book, on the internet. I'm telling y'all, boy, this internet gonna get some of y'all jammed. The internet is gonna get y'all sent down, put down, and boy, it's bad. You hear me? You must use better judgment when you're doing crimes or when you're doing these foolish acts that you're doing. I don't know, man. Y'all need to check that man for some mental issues, okay? Because clearly, Buddy 48, and he playing games like that, he doing things like that. That is not what a 48-year-old man should be doing. You could have went to Target, Walmart, Winn-Dixie. Hell, go in the Cracker Jack box, man. Go in the Cracker Jack box. Get a ring. You stealing this woman's ring that you didn't even give the woman the ring. You know, it would have been a little better if you bought the ring to propose to her and then just took it back and gave it to somebody else. Okay? I would give you a little leeway on that, but man, you stealing something. Another man bought this woman from a previous marriage, and you just gonna do what the hell you want to do. Now you gonna do what the hell you want to do in there with Bubba. That's right, you gonna be in there with Bubba. Who is Bubba? You ask me who is Bubba, I'm gonna tell you who Bubba is. Bubba is that man who gonna be in that cell with you telling you don't drop that soap. Don't drop that dun-dun-dun. Bubba ain't going to send you to jail. He might send you somewhere else. He already in jail. And you know what Bubba want. Every man in jail named Bubba, you know what Bubba want. Oh, Big Bubba. Big Bubba want that bubble. Not the one that you blow it with, you know, out of the can. He want that bubble. Right behind you, the cahoots. See, Bubba not going to play with you, man. They were nice to you. They sent you to jail, man. And you got a warrant out, bro. Go ahead and turn yourself in. Go ahead and turn yourself in. Get that little crime over with. That's a little crime. Now, the hit and run with bodily harm, you might be facing a little time for that. But go ahead and get it over with, man. Go do your nap. Go take your nap. Go lay down for a little bit. Hey man, you out here cheating and scheming and shooking and jiving. Go ahead and take your nap. Like I said, you want to commit crimes, man, you got to go ahead and do your time if it ever comes to that, okay? I hope Bubba is not placed in the cell with you. Now, I can't say, you know, or talk about, you know, you gave the wrong name. We all gave the wrong name before, even women. I mean, we've all taken things, you know, not like that. And we didn't, I mean, it's crazy, bro. You crazy, man. Whatever your name is, listen. People in this world are so lost and so addicted to the internet that they have to put all their business on the internet. And then you're looking around when the crime catch up to you. You didn't think that girl was going to look for you on the internet. You've been gone. You disappeared. Then you tell the girl to move in, knowing good and well if that woman said, yeah, I'll move in with you. You couldn't move that woman to that woman's house that you have with her. Come on, man. You gotta be kidding me. You out here You out here giving empty promises. Is that what you doing? Huh? You giving out empty promises and promising things you know good and well you can't come through on. Oh, wait. Maybe you thought y'all could work out somewhere, you know, y'all all live together or something like that. After you stole this lady ring, after you stole this lady grandma ring, after you done just dogged the lady out, right? I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, or maybe you really are crazy. That's crazy. That woman shouldn't have knew anything about you. You shouldn't have put that ring on the internet. And you know, maybe y'all could have worked something out. You know, maybe you could have lied your way out of that situation. I don't know what happened to the ring, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, man, look. You made your bed. Go ahead and turn yourself in and lie down. Ask the jail that you go to, please, not to place you with Bubba. Because I'm telling you right now, Bubba want that bubble. Okay? Bubba wants the bubble, man. Now, you get to go to a place where you can do all kind of shady stuff. You can do shady stuff in there every day. Now, you're going to pay for it in there a lot worse than what you facing with these women. But Bubba going to make sure you do it right. Hey, Bubba going to make sure you get the ultimate penalty, okay? He wants the bubble. Bubba wants the bubble. Oh, man. I can't make this stuff up, man. And now this is the part that I do have a problem with, and I don't like it. Because they got us people in Florida. I live in Florida. I'm South Florida, to be exact. They have this stigma and this myth where everybody in Florida is crazy. Y'all, it's a lot of us crazy now. But guess what, man? We all don't do things like that. We not dumb. We have a lot of smart people in Florida, even though, you know, we make some wrong decisions. That's not a wrong decision you made, bro. That was just a foolish decision you made. That was a foolish decision you made, and now you have to pay for it. You really have to pay for it, and you're going to pay. Bubba is going to Bubba gonna make sure you pay, okay? He wants the bubble. Oh, Bubba wants the bubble. Bubba wants the bubble. That's right. Bubba wants that bubble when you get in there. Man, can you imagine having to tell your mom, your sister, your aunt, your friends, your family that, yeah, I'm going to jail because I took this girl ring that I didn't buy, that another man bought, and that her grandmother gave her, and gave it to another girl. Now, what you've done, brother, is you messed yourself up all kind of ways, because now you're not going to have either one of these women, and it seems that you're going to be going to visit Bubba in that cell, and you're going to want somebody to hold you down. You're going to want somebody to talk to while you're in there with Bubba. Matter of fact, don't worry about talking to any woman. You just stick to talking to Bubba. Bubba is going to make sure you all right. We're going to let Bubba talk to you from now on until you get out. And guess what? Hopefully Bubba don't hurt you too bad. Oh, let me explain what Bubba is to Bubba. Let me say that again. Let me explain what Bubba is to Bubba. A butthole. Bubble wants the bubble. The bubble is your butthole. Guard your butthole. Don't drop the soap, man. You got some dark nights ahead of you if indeed they place you with Bubble. Man, we're going to take a break. I'll be back in just a second. Enjoy yourself. I'll be right back with you. You hear me? Welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you're still here with me. This is your host, Jamori Kennard. We're back from the break. We were talking about Bubba and the bubble. That's right. I'm still on Bubba and the bubble. Listen, man. Y'all got to do better at making Floridians and people from Florida or people who are in Florida look better, man. We can't keep doing this dumb stuff. We got other states just laughing at us, man. We already have a president, ex-president now, Donald Trump, number 45, who has made us look incompetent, not credible, and foolish. And we just can't keep allowing these people to make us look foolish in the state of Florida. We got to start holding people accountable for what they're doing in our state. Okay? Because this has been a crazy situation. This is like something you'll see on ID or I almost got away with it or something like that. This is not good for our state. We got to have better representation for the state of Florida, okay? We have all our rappers and all these things that's in Florida, man, acting a damn fool. But this is ridiculous. This is crazy. This man call himself being a player, call himself being a G, or call himself being a suave, or whatever you want to call this guy, okay? But in reality, he has made himself look like one of the Three Stooges. One of the Three Stooges. Now, I want to know where this guy works. Can you imagine having to go back to work if you still have a job after you get out of jail? And having to tell your coworkers or explain to your superior why, how, when you did what you did. I don't even know if you're going to get jail. I mean, you got to get something. I don't know if it'll be jail time, probation, or... Man, you deserve something, though. You do deserve a punishment. Not for the ring. Not for the ring. That's whatever, man. But for a hit and run, you hit somebody in your vehicle and left the scene. Did you check on the people? Did you make sure they were all right before you left, or did you just leave? Why did you leave? I'm trying to understand. I just can't understand. Why would you leave? If nobody was killed, they didn't report somebody was killed. If you didn't kill anybody, why would you leave? If you had valid license and registration and insurance, why would you leave? Matter of fact, it's no excuse of why you would leave. You did it. You got to accept it. See, that's the problem with you people. Not you people, not you the listener. I'm saying people in general. You do something and then you don't want to accept the punishment. Does that sound about right to you all? How many people in your life do you know do something and then they don't want to accept the repercussion behind what they did? This is not a Florida thing now. We're talking about people in general. People, you need to start taking responsibility and accountability for the things you do. Okay? That's right. That's right. You see, and you wonder why your kids and where your kids get this from. You want them to tell you the truth and be upright and upstanding citizens when, in fact, you are the people that they're looking at. And if you the role model in their eyes or their life or their viewpoint are not taking responsibility for the wrongdoings in your life, how will they learn? You see, kids look up to people who they admire, and if you're teaching them the wrong things, then guess what? You're going to lead them down the same path. Oh, don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to suffer the penalty or the punishment, but we have to. You can't run forever. You can't erase what happened. I don't like punishment. I don't like to suffer. But you know what? As a grown man, you know, when you have to lead by example. As a grown woman, you have to lead by example. So when you do something wrong, it's like a basketball player on the court. When he makes a foul, you see, he throw his hand up and say, hey, it's me. When people are wrong, you know, they say, oh, man, I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with that. Accepting the punishment for what you've done. Accepting the consequence and the repercussion from what you've done. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm going to say this. If you can't accept the punishment, don't do the crime. Don't do whatever it is you're doing. Think about it before you do it. Obviously, you can't think about an accident before it happens. But you also can sit there and say, hey, man, I did that. I'll pay for it. Just accept the consequence or the penalty or the repercussion for what you've done. Now, I'm going to go back to a point because it's hilarious to me. I don't know about you, but it's funny to me because now all of these things you've done, this chain of events that you have helped incur or occur, should I say, now you got to deal with Bubba. Not only do you have to deal with Bubba, you might have to deal with Tyrone. You might have to deal with James. You might have to deal with the guards, the CEOs. And you definitely should have to deal with the family members. You making people look like a fool out here. Man, I did it. I've done it. I made people I was in relationships like look foolish, but not to everyone. They might have felt foolish like to themselves or maybe expressed something to a family member or a sister, but never ever wanted or tried to make somebody look crazy and making the worldwide news. You on the news, man. You on the news. You on media. And you're looking crazy. And you're from Florida, man. You making Florida look bad. We already have enough problems, man. And we don't need no foolishness like this to make us look even worse. Okay? Okay? I want Bubba to have a talk with you. I want Bubba to have a talk with you, okay? But you deserve it. I don't want you to die. I don't want anything like that to happen. But I just want Bubba to mess with you. Not do anything to you, but I want him to make you feel like he might do something to you. The bubble is waiting for you, Bubba. And Bubba is waiting for you and the bubble. You got to accept responsibility, man. And listen, bro, you 48 years old. There is no way you should be playing these kind of games at 48, man. You're a whole grown man. You're a whole grown man out here, man. What, man, listen, I want to know, are you even from Florida or do you just live in Florida? Jesus Christ. Because, I mean, people is 48. Most people at 48 I know have, like, totally changed, and they're trying to better themselves and want to do good and be, you know. Oh, God. You got me all in disarray, man. I mean, one, I can't believe you 48 and pulling stunts like this. You could have went to Walmart, man. Sounds to me like you're a cheap brother. Sounds like to me like he's a cheap guy. You couldn't even go buy a $20 ring. It didn't have to be real. You bought it. Okay, cool. This is a nice gesture. You get another ring later. If you're going to play games like that, man, do it right. Bro, don't steal. Now you stealing. Now you stealing, man. And now you've been broadcasted. You've been publicized. Now you've been outed. Your secret is out. The gig is up. Okay, the gig is up, bro. What's going to happen when you meet another lady and they find out this story? They're not going to trust you in the house, man. And then they tell me you don't even have your own house. Living with the girlfriend. Nothing's wrong with living with a girlfriend. Nothing's wrong with that. But how you living with a girlfriend and you steal from the house? You're stealing from yourself. You're stealing from yourself. That's another incompetent and idiotic thing to do. Who steals from themselves? Hell, I had a girlfriend and we would go through our things and she would get so mad she'd break her own stuff. And I would say, what are you doing? Guess what? She bought it. She can break it. You, on the other hand, man, you're taking something that doesn't belong to you and giving it away. You see the difference? She bought her stuff. She could break her stuff. She broke some of my stuff too, but it was mine. She didn't give it away. Huh? I didn't give any of her stuff away. Jesus Christ, bro. How crazy can you be? Who raised you? I feel like T.K. Kirkland. Who raised you? If you don't know who T.K. Kirkland is, you need to go look him up. Funny guy. Comedian. Been in the game for 35, 40 years, man. Funny guy. He has this saying, who raised you? I'm asking the question of who raised you, man? Your mother or father have to be so embarrassed. They have to be disgraced that you out here pulling junkie stunts, man. That's a junkie stunt. You didn't even get no money from it. You didn't even get, yeah, what did you benefit by this, man? Oh, I know what you benefited. You benefited a trip to see Bubba, didn't you? Oh, Jesus, help me. You earned yourself a trip to go see Bubba. I wanted to do they listen to podcasts and radio shows in prison. Because if you're listening, Bubba, when he get there, aggravate him. He deserves it. 48 years old and you pulling stunts like this. That's a doggone shame, man. You need to repent. You need to ask for forgiveness. Now, Jesus might forgive you, but the lady might not. She should, but hell, you in a worse situation than them anyway. Now you have to go see Bubba. You have to go see Bubba, make it through Bubba, survive through Bubba. You might have a movie when it come out called Surviving Bubba. Surviving Bubba, like Surviving R. Kelly. They might have your own documentary called Surviving Bubba. That's right, I'm not letting up on fools. Man, you do foolish things. I've done foolish things. You've done foolish things. You people listening have done foolish things. But come on, man, at 48 years old, I keep saying 48 because I'm thinking you're a grown man. You're not 20. You know better. Not only will you have to survive through Bubba and may not have a job, You won't have a girlfriend, because I know both of them left you. That's what it was reported. It was reported they both left you. So you don't have a girlfriend. You won't have a house. You won't have a job. And you got to survive through Bubba. You got to make it through Bubba. Okay? You got to make it through all these things, man. You got to rebuild. And you 48, man. Now, if you call yourself being a player, you're a terrible player. Definitely not a pimp. At this present time, you're a loser. And when I say loser, I'm not saying you, the person, are a loser. I'm saying you really are a loser because you just lost everything. All for a ring. Golly. When it rains, it pours, right? Well, you brought the rain. You brought the lightning and the thunder on yourself. Hold your umbrella up and walk through the rain. Walk through the rain. Walk through the rain, man. You got to walk through the rain. You're a grown man. You're 48 years old. You was grown when you was doing all the wrong you were doing to these people. Now be a man as you're going through your journey to see Bubba. R. Kelly. Hell, R. Kelly was doing things he shouldn't have been doing. It was wrong, but at least he didn't hit and run. Said, what if they died, man? I'm gonna take a break, man. I'll be back. I gotta go make a call to Bubba. Yep, I'm back. Still trying to put my head and thoughts around this situation. Hey, man. I've been enjoying talking about this subject and Bubba. I'm gonna end the show talking about what us as men over the age of 30 should be doing. Us as men over the age of 30 should really be focusing on being better, doing better, and uplifting the younger brothers to do better. We don't need 48-year-old men and 50-year-old men taking us back and giving us wrong examples of how to be a man and what to do as a man. These are things that every man over the age of 35 should be thinking about. Because not only will one day you have daughters and sons, but they will also follow down that path and think it's okay to do these crazy things. And then the punishment will be the same. They will have to go see Bubba. Or worse, they may get killed. They may get shot. You can't play with people, man. Things they work for and they valuables, man. People accumulate over their life. They want things to leave to other people. Just like that grandma left that ring to her that you stole. That's right, you stole it. Unacceptable behavior from a 48-year-old man. 48-year-old man who's now has nothing. You didn't have much before you committed these crimes, and you definitely won't have much, if anything, when you get out. Now, what you can do is be better. That's the payment. You can pay it forward. Be better when you get out, bruh. Be better when you get out. That's all we asking from you. We don't need any things. We don't need any rings. We don't need you driving and hit and run. We don't need those things from you. We need for you to get out of jail, if you even go to jail, and be better. Be better than you were. Set a better example for young men. Now, you're going to ask me why I say men over the age of 35. Because it's fair to let people grow up. It's fair to let, you know, young people reach that point of maturity. Now, we can help them out by giving them the right advice and being better role models early on. But, you know, they still have to find out and learn things on their own. I know this because I'm raising kids myself. My kids are grown. I have two under the age of 18. But, yeah, man, we can be better. You can do better. And that's your payment. If you get out and become a better man and you teach the right things, I'll forgive what you've done. Now, I don't have to forgive and I don't have to accept or whatever it is because you didn't do it to me. But you did it to somebody else. You set a bad example for someone else. Maybe kids in your family down the line from generation to generation. They gonna hear this story, man. This is gonna be something that you will have to live with. Your mama and daddy gotta live with this until they pass away. Okay? But this story is going to be told for the rest of your life and her life and her life and the other people that you hit and ran. That's a punishment in itself. That's a punishment in itself. So you're getting two punishments. You have to live with this for the rest of your life. You have to hear this story told, even if you're not the one telling it for the rest of your life. And you got to go see Bubba. Okay, you got to go see Bubba. I hope you go see Bubba. Bubba don't hurt him too bad. My son used to say, too bad, so sad. That's how I feel. Too bad, so sad. And I feel even worse for the people who got hit by you in the car and you left the scene. I feel bad for them more than anybody. If you get nothing else from this show, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, birds, boys, dogs, whoever's listening, do better. Set a better example. Treat people right. You'll reap the rewards, and also you will definitely and surely have to suffer the punishment. That's all I have for you guys today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. Ear Gas.